Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And it's great to bring on AVP Airport Board Chairwoman, Leanne McDermott. Leanne, thanks for calling the Rob O'Donnell Show.
Hi, Rob. How are you? Thank you for having me on.
No, tell us what's going on up there, because I read the story and I read some of the comments here. It seems pretty common sense. You have over $21 million in grants that are headed your way. You're showing monthly rider expansion through AVP Airport. It's a great asset to our area. And to have something like this get in the way of that expected grant money coming our way to help shore up the system and enhance it, tell us your view on it.
Well, our assistant, Luzerne County, is DA, Sam Sanguidolci, pays for most of the LEO, the law enforcement officers, out of his budget. And then the airport does put some money in. And one thing, being the chair of the board this year, but even last year, I started asking Lackawanna County to put some money in. Now, as we know, the tax increase last year was quite big for them, but supposedly this year there's not going to be an increase. But last year they said, well, we don't have any money in our budget. We'll talk about it next year. Now, Chris Chermak is definitely open to it. Bill Gahan isn't. Unfortunately, they don't have their third commissioner. So it's kind of a stalemate there, but they haven't put anything in yet. I'm hoping that maybe when the third commissioner is elected, they will do that, put that in their budget, and at least give some money. Again, in the partnership, the one clause in there says that bills have to be paid. You know, the expenses of the airport have to be paid 50-50. Now, the problem with that is if you don't think that we need law enforcement officers there, then you don't want to put any money toward it. Now, again, Chris Chermak is definitely for that. And this, all came before county council. All the council members agree that we need law enforcement officers there, someone who can have arrest powers. And part of the thing is, the airport administration, we have the local police departments. They'll be able to show up within 10 minutes, and that's not the case. And so I believe that we need them there. And, Luzerne County is going to go on record as we definitely want law enforcement officers there.
Oh, I'm glad you like that. But as a law enforcement professional for over three decades, we need law enforcement professionals there. And I do a lot of traveling. Matter of fact, I'm flying out of AVP next weekend. To see that law enforcement presence, to see the security presence there, see the TSA presence there. They all have separate jobs to do. And if they're going to say, if anyone's going to tell you or tell me or tell anyone, if your family's there and an emergency's going down and they have to wait 10 minutes, 30 seconds is too much to wait in an emergency. A minute and a half is too much to wait. 10 minutes, that's just unacceptable.
It is unacceptable, and 100% agree. And this has been a fight, with at least the airport board, going back and forth. Again, the Luzerne County has been pushing for it our district attorney has been taking the bulk of the cost of it because we all feel, and like you, you know, we need it there. And, you know, it's a tough battle.
It is. When I read the statement that we have private security there, yes, they don't have arrest powers, we don't need police there, I was aghast by the statement, to be honest with you. It really took me back because, I've seen how fast these things have gone. And listen, it's no stranger because the TSA there and the police and the security do a great job there. You know, every now and then we do find a firearm going through either, you know, by mistake or whatever the situation is, but it hits our news pretty regularly. You know, what if someone's not as compliant there? You know, these things can go bad very quickly, and we see issues at our airports. I mean, it's no stranger to go on YouTube and see these fights at the counters for disrupted passengers and such. Thankfully, we haven't had that here. You guys are doing a great job at AVP. I think it's a great asset that was underutilized, that you guys are doing a great job bringing it to the forefront. I would like to see more long weekend destinations that you guys are adding. You have those Florida flights now. I keep mentioning Virginia Beach, but hopefully you can get one of them weekend trips to Virginia Beach there.
We've had recommendations. I'd like the East Coast of Florida. People were saying Nashville, maybe Las Vegas. Hopefully, you know, our administration can work with the airlines and bring some extra flights in there that are direct. That's awesome. So, you know, they're working on it.
And you guys have been showing an increasing, traffic through that facility, through this asset we have here.
Absolutely.
It's a destination. Yeah. You have that bus transportation to Philly. That's a great thing as well. That kind of adds that to the mix.
Yep, absolutely. It's been doing really well. We have a beautiful airport. We're lucky to have it here. And our airport is more successful than some of the other smaller airports that are in New York and even in Pennsylvania. So we're doing really well. And we want to keep it a beautiful asset, you know, for both counties. So we'll see what happens, you know, with the airport agreement. That's going to be one little sticking point, and there's a couple other ones. But, you know, it's first step. You know, it's in front of county council now. And we also have to have communication with Lackawanna County, and that means, you know, both commissioners, and hopefully the third one in a couple of weeks, you know, hopefully the third one will be on board as well.
No doubt.
No pun intended.
No doubt. And, you know, it's to this day and age, especially at an airport facility, to hear, hey, we don't need cops there, we don't need police there. It just... In this day and age,
it is mind-boggling.
So please keep in touch with us on how this goes. It's interesting that they used their budget issue last year, which is understandable. The taxpayers of Lackawanna County did get hit with a 33% tax increase. Maybe they should model Luzerne County more on how they do government in Lackawanna County, and maybe this is a good start to that by paying what's said in the article to be their fair share as far as law enforcement and protection for our travelers and our families that go through this airport.
Absolutely. That's what we're hoping for.
All right. Leanne McDermott, she's the chairwoman for the Bi-County Airport Board here at Avoca. I appreciate you calling and filling us in here. Keep us informed.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.